Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch.
Yo, yo, yo.
You know what? I'm really tired of the yo, yo, yo.
Listen.
I'm tired of it. I think I say that in every friggin' episode because it's like, as soon as we start recording, it's like, all right, we be like, okay, we're going to record a podcast tonight. And it's just like, we be trying to like get all our topics and everything in order. And then once I hit the button to record, it's like...
It's one of those things where... Like, when our fans listen, they hear that, hi, hey, guys, they're waiting for that, yo, yo, yo. It's just that.
Spam me with that bullshit.
Because yours is like the introduction, like the it kind of introduces the yo, yo, yo. Everybody's going to be like, okay, hey, guys, and that cue after the guys, they're going to be like, yo, 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 in their head. Like, watch.
I'm so done. How are you?
I'm alright. Blessed and highly favored.
That's right. But don't let me start, because I will literally turn this into like a preaching podcast, which is, it's amazing, but I don't want to go down that road right now. That's definitely not, is it bad to say that's not the vibes I want to set?
You're not trying to go down the road.
What?
You said you're not trying to go down that road.
But I'm saying, isn't it like a bad thing? Because it's like, it's God, right? And I love God. You know that I love God.
Yeah, it's...
But it's just like, I'm not trying to... I don't want to talk about that right now. But you see, I feel guilty.
No, but the thing is like, it's okay.
To feel guilty?
Because you know, we just like we said last podcast, or the last, probably the last 2-3 podcasts, we've been talking about how we infatuated with the UK culture now. So
I don't think,
have we?
We probably touched base on shits and gigs. I don't think you're infatuated. I want to move there.
So,
but I definitely don't want to do that. What?
Like I said, it's okay. Like it's not bad.
What? Wait. It's what I want to know is, what the hell does
the UK have to do with that? Because I was going to say, when you do the deed, you don't want to listen to that or think about that. Do you remember what the deed is?
No.
They say...
For the house?
You know, that's funny because it's way opposite than that. Deed is just sex when you do the deed.
Oh, that's what they say on shits and gigs? Okay. Well, I told you today I'm definitely jacking Lipson.
Lipson.
I like that. But anyway, but yeah, like, is it... It's still... Wait. Okay.
You just caught what I said?
No. No, I feel like the beginning. How is this the beginning? We had a plan.
Listen, great way to let it rock. Listen, we can get into it.
My question to you is, still, how does that coexist with me talking about God?
You saying you're not trying to go down that road. Right? And then the UK...
You know this is, like, going up, right? I'm just...
Listen.
Yo, wait!
Listen.
You know this is not making no sense, right?
Listen, let them figure it out.
I'm trying to... I'm trying to figure it out. What? Anyways. Yo, that's funny. Yo. Wait.
Listen.
What is it? What? I swear to God, I mean... Listen, we need to do better.
All right. We gotta do better. But we've been consistent, All right, we've been consistent, so please, we gonna get funny today.
Oh my God, but the thing is, that's not even, we're not even trying to go there. And, oh my gosh, I'm trying to catch myself. So I want to just disregard. So, yeah, I wasn't trying to, you know, make this into like a biblical podcast or anything like that. So let's just get that out the way. Let's just close that chapter. Because I can't double back. I'm not even trying to touch that because I swear to God, I don't get you.
Listen. Oh my God. There be some shit behind what I say. You just gotta catch it.
Oh, so you think I'm slowy?
No, you just gotta. Oh my God. Nah. You just.
Did you catch it?
I didn't. I didn't know what I was saying.
You was just saying it because it just sounded fluid.
Yeah, I was trying out.
Fluid
sounds crazy.
Wait a minute. Because can I please speak? Oh my God. So yeah, like this fluid. So does me saying fluid bother you?
It's not you saying fluid. It's just saying that I was fluid sounds crazy.
Especially,
come on. You was just like, does it make you feel fluid or something like that? And I'm just like, whoa.
But is it because? Wait a minute. Is it because you're comparing it to being sexually fluid?
Yeah, all of that.
But wait, but that's not what I'm talking about. I meant like the way that it runs, like fluid runs, like, you know,
nobody says that.
Wait a minute, but no one has to be the one to say it. I'm saying it because when I was thinking about it and I said fluid, it's just like runs smoothly, like fluid, like pouring a glass of juice or wine. It's fluid.
Right? That's gonna make me not want to drink juice or wine.
I'm gonna be honest, that's never gonna stop you from drinking juice. So you can stop. Because we was having that conversation in the car.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know, because we was talking about the whole soda thing. And I was just like, it's crazy because towards the end of my pregnancy, I was drinking pineapple soda like a maniac. And I was like, it's so crazy. And then he was just like, you stopped drinking soda since, you know, we got together and everything. And then I was just like, lately, I barely drink juice. I just drink a lot of water. Yeah. And then he was just like, you'll never stop drinking juice. So fluid will make you stop drinking juice.
Fluid just sounds crazy. I don't think I will stop drinking juice. I'm not going to lie. And soda, been done with soda. I don't know, like soda doesn't, unless it's like ginger ale, to be honest.
Ginger ale hits every time though.
Yeah, it hits every single time, but I don't know, even when it's flat, I like it. I don't know.
Do you prefer cold or hot ginger ale?
I prefer cold, but
on the rocks?
That sounds crazy.
Why does that sound crazy to you? You need to grow up. Wait a minute, because I said on the rocks. It's not like Lincoln Logs. So, you want to tell them more? Because
the show?
Well, I don't watch the show, but how I was interpreting. Did I say that right? Wait a minute, I don't want. Wait.
Interpreting?
That part. Yo.
Is that how you say it?
Oh, but I said interpreting. So.
I don't know which one of us is correct, but
no.
Fill in the gap. After.
So when you interpret, it's when you're saying whatever you're trying to explain the situation. Interpreting is.
I think it's interpreting. I don't know.
Listen, can we skip this? Let's cut this out.
No. Listen, they gotta hear all of us.
Yo, all of us? There's only two of us. How many more?
I mean, like, all of the great sides of us.
How many of you? How many?
Come on, I'm not no multiple, what they call the multiple personality. Listen, that ain't me.
Yeah. Yeah, so say what you were saying. Oh, you forgot. Be honest. Really? How professional are you? This is how you come to do your podcast?
Listen, you forget. When they listen to this, they gonna be like, yo, they either high as shit, but this is funny as hell.
But who was high as shit?
I'm the only one high here.
So wait a minute. First of all, for what it's worth, let's just take a breather. You don't remember what you were gonna say? Because I was saying to basically mention, I was saying interpreting. And then you're just like, about Lincoln Logs, because I said on the rocks.
On the rocks. And I was just like,
what makes you feel uncomfortable about on the rocks?
You want to know something?
Because I can't.
Because of that show you watching, like, every single thing I be trying to, like, because I don't know what go on in that show, and mad such shit be happening on this show. And
how do you say that you don't watch the show, but mad sus should be happening?
Nah, listen. Every time I walk into the room, or white people puts it on, it does not miss. Like, every single 5 minutes or 3 minutes.
That's European culture. Okay, so for what it's worth, right?
And you want to live in the UK with me?
I do. For what it's worth.
They could keep that.
I'm so done. But that's the United Kingdom. That's not all of Europe. The United Kingdom is just a portion of Europe. However, so disclaimer, the show that he's talking about is Elite on Netflix. I'm obsessed with the show. I am. So, you see, I don't want to go. I feel like you and I both know kind of where I'm going to go with this. And I don't want to go with this because of the backstory. Like, yeah. I don't want to come off as if, you know, I am against a certain type of culture or what people live by. Like, I don't care about that. Like, I don't care about people's preferences and stuff like that. But the show to me is fire. You disagree because of some of the scenes. But for me, I'm like obsessed. I'm obsessed with the show. So if you guys have not seen Elite on Netflix, I'm not going to even go into it because I was going to give off some of the stuff, but you guys need to just go and check it out. If it's your thing, it's your thing. If it's not, then guess what? There's like so many other things on Netflix to watch. You don't have to watch that. But speaking of that, I want to watch the documentary about the lady that started L'Oreal that I was telling you. It's called. It's called the what the hell is it called again? I think it's called The Butler. It's called The Butler and the Boyfriend. I feel like it's three titles, but I need to really like tap in to tell you exactly the name of it. So yeah, it's called The Billionaire, The Butler, and The Boyfriend. And it's the story because I guess like it was like a big scandal or whatever like that in France. But yeah, like I think that's my next go-to for sure.
So speaking of Euro culture and you wanting to live in the UK,
I'm obsessed with
just quick question. Which one, Biden or Charles?
I'm going with Charles.
You really want to?
Going with Sloppy Joe. That's what Sloppy Joe.
Can you imagine Biden on a bill?
I cannot. I cannot. You want to know something? Like, everybody has their own thing. But Charles, he's the lawyer. He made sure, like, listen, like, the old lady gonna go out, I'ma stand strong. Because literally, and this is just me touching the surface. He's king. Mm-hmm. He's with the woman that he really always loved and adored. So he got everything he wanted by being patient. despite how everybody looks at how everything went played out with him and Diana, which was, you know, from the outside looking in and like looking at documentaries and stuff like that, especially for me growing up in a West Indian household, my grandmother idolized Princess Diana, so Prince Charles was always known as like the scumbag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to know that it shows his discipline. He never stepped outside of, as far as like, you know, doing things to like embarrass himself in his older days.
Yeah.
He was still able to be with Camilla. He made sure he brought her in and he waited until his mother. She was on her last leg though. She has to be the longest reigning monarch.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Because when she started, this is me touching the surface and I'm done.
Yeah.
She was only like 25 years old.
Yeah, she's going to be the probably the youngest to do that and the longest for a while, because Mr. You know, he's not that far from Biden.
Charles is not that old.
He's Biden, 74.
Yeah, and Biden is
80.
Exactly. That's a long difference, and it's how you taking care of yourself.
But you want to know, Charles looking older than Biden, though.
No, I think that's just Europeans, because look at Harry and William is they just, but I'm going to be honest, Biden should have stayed in the back. Because if he would have stayed in the back, he wouldn't have aged so bad. Because think about it. He's old, right? And he's been in office for 4 years? No, 2 years. How long? Four years. No.
Three.
Going on four.
Four, yeah.
Okay, however these things go.
3 years passed quick.
It's been a drag with him in office. I'm not going to lie. To me. But I'm just saying. When he was up there saying, come on, man, with Trump and stuff, he was himself. Now he's delusional. It's the dementia.
The dementia, yeah.
I don't want to get into that because I feel like it's going to lead into something else.
And you know Charles haven't fell yet.
Charles is living his best life. Let me tell you something. Charles, he walling up Camilla, and he's living his best life.
He could stand up, walk down the stairs properly.
He could
walk up a stairs properly, ride a bike.
Without having to fall down. And he damn sure is not getting his hair braided in none of the Caribbean islands.
And
was that really him?
I don't know, but it had to be.
It could have been low-key Photoshop.
But that should look mad funny.
I don't want to get into that.
You got a baby bag.
Who?
You didn't
remember, I didn't hear you.
You remember Biden, they said Biden had one of the Secret Service with a baby bag.
You mean it's not a diaper bag. You mean it depends?
It depends, bad. It depends on if you want to shit or not.
Well, listen, he real oldly, but I really, you know what? Like I said, I'm going with Charles. I want to move to the UK. I'm not here for Biden. I don't care. Listen, I'm going to say this until I don't have Talk with Torch anymore, but Talk with Torch is going to be here for a long time. I always come on here and I speak my opinion. I always say that. I probably say that in every single episode because you can miss me on Biden and Kamala. I did not vote. I did not vote. And if you think I'm voting for a Kennedy, you're mad.
I'm fucking
dead. I'm not doing that. I don't even know. You want to know? Because it's what, like the preliminaries or whatever it's called?
They just had a debate just yesterday for the Republican debate.
Why you ain't tell me?
I seen it last night before I fell asleep, but it was done. It was like towards the ending.
And you watched it?
No.
Oh, I would have watched it for the comments. But the comments is when the Democrat and the Republican comes in. I like to just watch it because it's like, you know, yeah, it's hilarious. And it's like a sporting event to me. Oh, I love a good debate.
Yeah.
I love a good debate. So, but besides that,
I was going to say, can you imagine just being in an area, living in an area where the money you was about to spend today, you can't spend it because the king or the queen died?
Yeah, but I think that they allowed them to do that because I was telling you when it first happened how the lady was saying she couldn't use certain bills. So maybe they have to like swap it out or whatever like that and take it to the bank and kind of like swap it. But you know, that's that.
You know how earlier we were talking about drinking soda and whatnot? I want to kind of like ask, like, do you remember the feeling or where you was, the scenario of when you got your first, like, when you first drank your first, like, alcohol, or like when you got drunk for the first time?
No.
And the no is like, you don't wanna.
No, I'm saying no because it's so bad. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. Ooh. I say that because literally, I want to say, like, drinking for real, I probably started drinking when I was about like 16, 17. For real. Yes. But I can't remember how it started. The is it the origin of me drinking? I really can't remember, and that's bad because, you know, I love me some good liquor. I'm sipping on some wine right now, but I'm sitting here, so when I was like, I'm trying to pull back, and it's not a bad experience or anything like that. It's me literally saying, what was the origin? I know the origin of me smoking weed for the first time.
That's what it was. That's actually was my next one. Like,
but now you have me literally sitting here trying to think. But I can tell you one of the first times that I really caught a vibe off of liquor. I was 16, and it was this place, I don't even know, I doubt that it's still open, but it was a venue called the Elks Plaza, and they used to have a lot of events and stuff like that. So in high school, you go to the Elks like on a Friday or Saturday, you catching a vibe. So me and my homegirl at the time, I think we had got somebody to get liquor. Or her aunt had liquor in the liquor cabinet. Mm-hmm. But it was like Bacardi Apple or something like that. It was some strong shit.
Yeah.
And we caught a vibe, got in a cab, and went to the Elks. And that's something that I remember. The first time I got fucked up off of some liquor. So, people used to always say, like, you should be a bartender because I make really good mixed drinks. But I used to mix Kool-Aid and Devil Springs. So, for the people who get it, y'all get it. Devil Springs, it is not okay. It's not a thing. It's not. For those who know, no. Like, for those who get it, they definitely get it. Devil Springs is not a thing. Devil Springs literally says on the label, do not drink straight. You cannot consume that. It's 180 proof.
Jesus.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And you said it's called Devil
Springs? It's called Devil Springs.
That's exactly. That is,
when I say, you know how they have like top shelf, medium, house? This shit is sewer.
Yeah.
It's in the bottom of the bottom of the bottom. But when you're a teenager, and you young and you stupid, you want to feel a buzz. So I wasn't, like, I never went into the liquor store and be like, oh, yeah, you know, oh, let me just pick Devil Springs to, you yeah. know. It was something that I drunk. Oh, you want to know what's so crazy? It's something that I drunk. This is after the whole situation I was just mm-hmm. talking about with the Bacardi Apple, actually. Because how I knew about Devil Springs, I was actually, it was like right before I went to Job Corps. Wow. It was right before I went to Job Corps. So I'm trying to figure out, no, I was 16 when I found out about it. And what I used to do is I used to mix this shit with Kool-Aid and make drinks. And I used to mix it with Kool-Aid and I would make it with like a concoction with like Kool-Aid and like orange juice. And it would be like a nice tropical
mm-hmm.
drink. And you can never taste the Devil Springs. I even used to put sugar in it. It tastes like juice. Sonia drank that shit too. Like, it was top tier as far as like the way that it tasted. Mm-hmm. Give that shit about 15 minutes. Not even 10. 10. You're a different person.
It's giving like fireball.
No, it's giving you're a different person. Whatever you holding back inside, it's gonna purge.
That's crazy.
It's gonna purge. So it became a thing where people was just like, yo, make your drinks. And I would make my drinks and it was so stupid. I wasn't selling them, mm-hmm. but I was making it for people.
Yeah.
Whew. So the night before, okay. So I want to say two nights before I was leaving to go to Job Corps, leading into the morning before Job Corps.
Yeah.
I got fucked up. Who told me to have devil springs and just orange juice? I was like, I'm leaving. I don't want to make no drink. I just mixed it with fucking orange juice. Boy, oh boy. I don't even know how I'm still standing here to tell the story. I'm going to just leave it like that. It was bad news.
Wow.
It was bad news. And then when I got to Job Corps, people was drinking that shit and people was drinking it straight.
That's wild.
It literally tells you don't drink it straight, but people was drinking it straight. And I'm just like, okay. But from when, you know, literally like my insides almost came out through the throw up, I was like, I will never drink that shit again. Yeah. And I never drunk it again. But again, I was like 17 years old going on 18. No, I'm sorry. When I went to Job Corps, I was 18 going on 19. I started drinking that when I was 16.
Yeah.
Going on 17. Listen, you know how they be like 10 out of 10 highly recommend? Run. If they still sell that shit, listen, I don't know. Because, like, you know, my era is different from whatever is happening now. Yes. But I'm from the era where you would ask somebody literally that was coming out of the liquor store, like, hey, I'll give you $10 if you could go back in there and get me a bottle of liquor. And they will fucking do it.
Get you the cheapest shit, though.
No. No. They'll get you whatever you want because you're paying for your liquor.
Yeah.
But you're paying them because they're adults and they have to get the liquor for you.
Yeah.
No. You need to stop cutting me off. That bothers me. Like, you know what I'm about to say.
Sorry.
It's not a vibe.
But let me ask you about would you say like compared to before and now, would you say that you before would you say you rather smoking than drinking, or drinking and smoking, or and compare it to now, do you rather drinking or smoking, or smoking and drinking?
So I'm gonna be honest, I always love smoking a joint. I always love smoking a joint, and I feel like if I wasn't a mom, I would still always choose smoking over drinking. I like to do both, but I do not like to do hard liquor and then smoking. Yeah. So if I'm drinking hard liquor, I might binge for the night, or however I'm partying and having fun. Yeah. It's straight liquor. Yeah. Like, you know, like I can't indulge. Now, if I'm drinking wine, like tonight I'm drinking wine. If I was not a mom and trying to find that balance, I would have definitely like be like, oh yeah, I'm about to roll up a nice joint and smoke.
Yeah.
But I can't do both. So my vice is going to be wine. If I had to pick, it would be a nice spliff. And I like, what did me and my cousin call it? I like a harsh spliff. I'm one of those. Like, I'm straight Brooklyn with that. I'm a Brooklyn girl with that. Other girls be like, oh my God. Or, you know, it might come off to even guys like, damn, like she, like I can smoke a harsh spliff with like, give me a grabba and a spliff. I like the dark fronto. Like, I'm like those. Like, when I pull on a spliff, I need to feel that when I'm smoking it. If I don't feel that, that means that shit is not hitting right. Oh, nostalgic vibes. But I had to make a choice. I choose my daughter over that. So I'm not going to be in here being fucking slowy. Like, I can't do it. But I will have some wine.
Yeah, I...
But when's the first time you got drunk and what happened?
So, My story is not as eventful or as exciting as yours.
Mine was almost losing your insides as eventful.
Me, I wanted to figure out how this was by myself. So I got...
You got drunk by yourself?
In my room. Because I felt like it was safe.
Did you watch porn?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
But... I don't know. I don't remember.
What were you up to? Because you're somebody that, like, you're mad strategic. So there's no way, like, you don't remember what you did after that.
I swear to you, I really don't.
What did you drink?
I think
when... Baba Claw?
No. I think Brugal. Brugal.
That's the Dominican one.
The Dominican
joint. Baba Claw.
Yeah, but I had... I had, like... If it's not a bottle full...
What?
Yeah, like, if it's not a bottle full, maybe 3/4.
So you would sleep for the next 3 days? There's no way in hell.
It's not sleep for the next day. I was knocked out. Like, I was slumped. But it kind of taught me what my limit is. Like,
did you throw up?
Oh, yeah, I did throw up, but not, like, immediately. Like, that night when I woke up and I got up, I felt super sick. I was just like, I don't want to do this ever again.
I have a question, right? I'm sorry. Have you ever got drunk to the point? Because I feel low-key, this has only truly, truly happened to me once. Have you ever got drunk to the point where your head, like, not even your head is spinning, the room is literally spinning? Has that ever happened to you?
I think...
No, that you know of.
Oh, like, I don't know. That I know of, no. I don't know. That I remember, you know.
I say that because I was thinking about that the other day. Because I was looking at... So my cousin sent me a picture of when we went to the Bahamas. Like, on a family vacation. Yeah. And... It said 17 years ago on my, you know how iPhones do that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was like maybe like 2 weeks before.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Then 2 weeks later, here comes my cousin sending me the picture. So I'm like, oh, I have that on my phone. And I'm like, it told me, because remember I was showing you, like, what camera the picture was taken and all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, besides that, I was like, yo, you remember us just going to like the pool bar? And just getting drunk and cursing each other out. Because we, literally, the day before my birthday or my grandmother's birthday,
yeah,
we got into an argument at the dinner table. And I just got up and walked out and went to the pool bar and was just drinking. But one night they was having karaoke out there. Because we was there for like a week.
Yeah.
And, They had karaoke and it was late at night. So, me, every song I want to sing. Every song. So, it's just like, who want to do the next song? Me. Who want to do the next song? Me. And it was so funny because I got back to the room and I laid on the bed. And I promise you, the room was fucking spinning like a disco ball. And I was just like, and that has never happened to me ever again. But I didn't throw up or anything. The room was just literally, like, the room was fucking spinning.
Yeah. I think the first time that I really threw up was when I drank and I smoked hookah.
Ugh.
Oh, that made me.
I don't want.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm gonna be honest. I feel like for those who like it, to each his own. For me, hookah is just an aesthetic thing. That's for me to like post a video. That's because I promise you, every single time I've bought hookahs myself, tossed them, and then when we first met, remember that hookah you bought me?
Yeah.
I promise you, if we go back to my place in Brooklyn, it's still wrapped up in the plastic on the table in the living room.
Yeah.
I promise you, I never opened that hookah.
Yeah. Did we come here? Yeah, did we come with it?
I think it's still there. But I'm going to be honest with you. Every time I fucking smoke hookah, I could be so drunk I can go catch a vibe at a lounge or whatever, like how we used to go to Barber Bistro.
Yeah.
And the next morning, I sound like a whole man. I have no voice. Like, hookah is not for me. It's aesthetically pleasing, but for it to actually be a thing, because it's a thing for people, and to each his own, I'm not knocking it. Some people, they indulge in hookah every single day, and they smoke their hookah. I cannot smoke hookah. Hookah is not my thing. Yeah. Literally, if I'm smoking hookah, it's because aesthetically, I just want to see the smoke blow.
Yeah.
That's it for me, personally.
Yeah. You know me, I fucks with some hookah.
I'm going to pour some wine, because I... So, like, you know, I was just thinking and stuff like that, and I just kind of wanted to get your input on it, but how, like, what is... Okay, let me see if I can gather my thoughts together. Okay, let me see. Because I need to, like, literally, I need to, like, get my ducks in a row. How often do you go out of your way to help someone? Or how often, like, how do you feel, like, people in general from your... Yes. How often do you feel, or what are your what is your take? Let me put it like this. What is your take on how far someone should go out their way to help someone? Like, seriously.
Well, with me, like, I could, you know, I never really have a problem with helping anybody. The thing is, you know, the extent to help someone, the extent is when, like, it starts affecting you, like when it's some shit that kind of could, like, affect you or kind of come bad on you, like.
So that's not technically the extent. That's when you, that's what them crossing the line. That's, like, to an extent is how much you're gonna do.
Yeah, like for example, like, you could help somebody with something, but the thing is, there's some things that you can help them with. It could be something easy, it ain't no problem to you. And then there's times you can help someone, and it all depends on who that person is. There's a possibility that that could fall, like if it doesn't pan out the way that you want it, or that the person needs it to, it can kind of, like, have a back effect on you. Like,
I feel like for me, I'm going to help you as much as I can until you put yourself out there. You hang yourself to dry. Like, I feel like, because there's people that genuinely need help and they will appreciate it. And then there's people that know, okay, well, yeah, you're going to help me, so I'm just going to take advantage of the situation. And those are the people I'm literally going to wait until you hang yourself out to dry.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel about it.
You know, there's a point where, like, you just got to realize, like, all right, man. Like, because some people, they will keep trying until they can't anymore. Like, you know, like you said, like, it's just helping them until they put themselves out, you know, out on a line.
Hang yourself to fucking dry.
Yeah, like.
So in a relationship, what is something... What is a relationship where you felt like, and when I say help, I'm not talking about only financially. I'm talking about, because you can help someone emotionally. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can pour into someone, and then it's like when it's time for you to kind of catch yourself, you're pouring into an empty cup. Like, you don't have anything else to pour. It's just literally, like, it's not even drops at this point.
Yeah.
It's literally the bare fucking minimum. So it's like... Have you ever been placed in a situation where you're with someone and it's just like, okay, you know what? This person needs my help, but they're not utilizing the resources that you're providing for them, and they're just like doing their own thing.
I've probably had one or two situations where after the breakup, or maybe even like towards the...
And emotionally as well.
Emotionally too, towards the end. Like, you know, it's normal for you, like, depending on who really... Like, in a lot of relationships, the person that loves the most or the person that actually cares the most usually is the person that will kind of extend themselves a little beyond what they would want to do just because they have that care and that love for that person, you know? And that care and that love will make you kind of like, you know, just like, you know what? Okay. Because I love this person, I'm a go with this. But it stands against what I stand for. But you know what? I'm a just.
Because what I have to say is, like, for me, if I love you, like, you're my husband, I love you. We've built a family. We've come far.
Yes.
Right. I don't give a fuck if I had told someone. You see, the thing about me is I'm so, like, there's, like, no fucking gray area, like, with me. It's either black and white. So, if there's someone out there that I have said that I loved you, and I thought that, you know, I was going to stick by your side, and it didn't work out, it's because it wasn't aesthetically pleasing.
I'm so dead.
I'm trying to, like, it wasn't aesthetically. It wasn't a thing anymore. Is that harsh?
No, it's not. You know,
I'm totally being a dickhead right now. Yeah, that was a joke.
Yeah, no, but sometimes
I swear, no.
Listen,
no, that was a joke,
babe. But it's that's real. Like that you was, say, can, that's real.
That was a joke.
But it's real too, because it's sometimes the person just ain't it no more.
Well. Clearly, but I'm just saying, when I said aesthetically pleasing, no. But what I'm saying is, like, even emotionally, you can pour into someone. You can want someone. At the end of the day, we all fucked up. We all have our situations, and we all have baggage, and we all have all this shit that's going on with us, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when you're with someone, and you care for someone, and you're pouring yourself into someone, if I say... Please don't do this to me because I'm going to act out, or it's not going to be rational for me. I'm going to be irrational in the moment, and this is the outcome that's going to get it. And you continue to do that to me, that shows me that you don't care, really, because you keep doing it. And that, it's a problem. And a lot of the times, that's what happens. People be pouring into people, and when it comes... They just come down to a fucking empty cup, and there's nothing, because there's nobody pouring nothing back. Because despite gifts, despite, you know, other things that's not emotional, and the things, okay, like, for example, if I need emotional support, you can get me everything under the sun financially, but I need spiritual and emotional support. So your financial support, it's nice, but it's not feeding me. I'm still starving at the end of the day. Yeah. Because what I need the most is that. That's the surface. That's something that's going to last for 2 seconds. And then the high goes down. Take me on a shopping spree. Let me run it all the way up. The minute I come down from that high, I'm still going to think about... Why is this happening? That's what's playing in the back of my mind. Yeah. Why is this happening? Or why do I have to react the way that I react to you? Or why do I have to speak to you in a certain way? Or things like that.
Yeah.
So when I said, like, going to the extent for me to help someone, I would help someone. I've tried this time and time again. But the minute... I feel like I've had enough and I don't have no more to give. You're on your own, because literally, I'm literally giving you all of me. Uh-huh. I'm giving you all of me. Now, for what it's worth, there's some people that haven't even got announced. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, damn. But for the people who I really cared about.
Now.
I'm pouring my all.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you something to take it off of you now. Because I thought a little deeper about you.
And this was in general.
Yeah, yeah, this was in general. And I thought a little deeper about your question. And a great example, and it's not me, dude, like about me, is more so somebody who I feel is doing for somebody else. And even though to us it seemed like he's going beyond, he's trying to, Will and Jada. Do you think that's a, because Will, I feel like it's a sticky situation.
But this,
the way Jada is
where is backfiring what? What do they call that shit in the courthouse?
What?
When they slam down on the desk.
I don't know the mallet. I don't know.
I don't know what it's called. The little wooden hammer thing with Jiggy.
Yeah.
Listen. Let me tell you something. No. You see, you just opened up a can of worms for me. I'm going to be honest. He liked that shit. I feel like that shit turns him on to be belittled because he's Will Smith. He's Will fucking Smith. And I feel like he likes that shit. And at the end of the day, everybody's just like, oh, she's belittling him. She's, making him feel like the way that she's acting. She's like, making him look like he's less masculine and everything. He is because he's bisexual.
I'm fucking dead. And I heard that book flopped.
Her book?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe it didn't. I just feel like the people who get that and want to be into that mix got it, because you have to understand, someone who's like 25 years old,
yeah,
female or male, that's not really into that because there's so many other things that's going on, yeah, that trends for like a second and then moves on.
Yeah,
they don't give a fuck about Jada Pinkett book. Yeah. But then there's some fucking 40-year-old that goes to Barnes & Noble still.
That's seen Jada.
Besides that.
People that suffer from alopecia. That's not even a joke.
I dead ass feel like I want to end it right here.
Nah.
What?
They gonna support that book because that was one of the biggest reasons.
Fuck you. Listen. And I'm saying that on behalf of people.
Look, and
why would
I support that?
Why would you fucking bring that up on this platform? This is not the platform for this. Oh my god. I don't give a fuck.
Listen.
Wait a minute. No. Oh my god. I swear up. But you know what? For content purposes, I'm going to leave this shit out, but what? Can we please move on?
Oh, yeah, we can.
Move on.
Moving on. Listen, she already.
You saying she, which you're still referring.
No, we're not talking about that.
You're still referring to the last person we were talking about. Move on. Move on. I swear I'm not doing this. Damn. Move on. Ooh, move on.
Okay. Now.
How are you so invested?
Oh, no. How about Jeezy and his
and Jeannie Mai? The fuck on. Did you see the interview with him and Nia Long?
I didn't, but
did you see clips of it at least?
Nothing. I didn't see nothing, but
oh my god.
The parents in the crib though, that's
we spoke about that already. I think we spoke about that on the last pod, but he I have to get this off. And I know this might seem stupid to people, but I don't give a fuck. So I guess that he has like a little show. Like think of something kind of like in real life with Angie Martinez.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's Jeezy doing his thing. So he had Nia Long on there. I didn't watch the full episode. I just watched clips. But him referring to himself as J. Jeezy Jenkins. I swear to God. And let me tell you something. The J. Jeezy. We have a Jay-Z already. Like, the J. Literally, it's J.
J-Jay-Z.
It's J. Hypothesis? It's a hypothesis, right?
No.
The quotes. Apostrophe. That's what I meant. Thank you so much for correcting me. Jeezy closed that part.
Mm-hmm.
Jenkins.
Nah.
Jay Jeezy Jenkins? Since when? Nobody's fucking you calling you Jay. Unless, I mean, everyone knows you as Jeezy. Keep it. Yes, like fucking keep it cute. And I promise you, whatever it is, if it's air quotes, hypotheses, apostrophe, whatever it is, I still would never fucking call you Jay Jeezy Jenkins. That's crazy to me. Jay Jeezy? Let me tell you something. I held that in for about a week or two. Because when I seen it on my feed, I could not digest seeing that.
Uh-huh.
The Jay Jeezy.
Yeah.
It just sounds like fucking Great Value. Which some of Great Value products are really good, by the way. But I'm just saying. It's giving, like, but you're not number one.
I think what's his name's name is Jay too. Young Jock. Imagine calling Young Jock Jay.
That's fine to call someone Jay, but it's a difference. You have Jay-Z and then you have Jay Jeezy. Fuck a Young Jock. I'm not even. Why would you even. Oh my God. I swear to God, I'm not giving this clout. I promise you, I'm not doing it. I know why you invested, but I promise you, GLE, I promise you.
That's crazy.
No, it's not. And don't, I swear, if you give this any breath of life, you're finished. You're a sacrificial lamb. You're finished. But seriously, JGZ, how do you feel about that? I can't even say that with a straight face.
Listen.
Jay Jeezy?
Yeah, Jay Jeezy Jenkins.
Fuck the Jenkins part.
Yeah.
Say it.
Can you imagine him not putting the Jeezy and him saying his name is Jay Jenkins? And we would look at this nigga like, who the fuck you think we call it Jay Jenkins?
No. Well, that's your
Mr.
opinion.
Mr. Jenkins.
Mr. Jenkins was my step instructor.
Would you be able to look at this nigga and say Mr. Jenkins?
I'd rather call him Mr. Jenkins than Jay Jeezy. First of all, we know you are Jeezy, right? So if you want to reintroduce yourself, keep it fucking cute. Mr. Yeah. Jenkins, I can get down with that. Like I said, my step instructor at one point in life, that was Mr. Jenkins. I have no problem calling him Mr. Jenkins. I have no problem calling him Jay. But the fucking issue for me is the Jay Jeezy. Why? I swear to God, I can't.
Yeah, leave it to Diddy, bro.
To Diddy?
This nigga changes Sean Diddy
Combs. Fuck Sean Diddy.
Puff Daddy Combs.
Okay.
I know, I said leave the.
His name is Love right now.
Hyphenating or whatever the word is.
My thing is. We have a Jay-Z. So a Jay-Jeezy, it's cheesy. You get me?
Yeah.
I can't stomach. It's vile. It's making me cringe inside. I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's like waiting on the 4 train. No, seriously, it's like waiting for the fucking 4 train. And then getting on there.
I'm getting on the 3 train. That shit ugly.
Fuck, I didn't want to think about that. So I said something that wasn't as bad. No, seriously. Because every time I... every time I think about going back to New York, and it's like, let's say I want to meet up with my friend who works in this city, right? I think about, what if she says, like, hey, like, let's just get on the train. A part of me is, like, cringing inside. Oh, yeah. No. It's really, like, I feel like I would be wild uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. I would, too. Like, ain't no way they could update these trains. I don't even know if they went through another update on the train. But ain't no way, even if they put coach seats.
I ain't hitting up them out your mans.
If they put Maybach seats in the fucking train, no. I don't care how comfortable they make
it. I'm definitely not doing that. I'm not doing that. Maybach seats.
If the train started looking like the not LIRR, the Maybach seats. If the like the three trains look like the LIRR now with the comfortable seating.
I don't live in New York.
Oh yeah, no. I'm just saying. You said if a friend told you that you gotta get on this train, and it looked like that, would you feel a little?
I don't live in New York. I'm gonna just leave it like that. But this was Talk with Torch, because it's like, I'm telling you right now, the JGZ, I have to just pull the plug because I set myself up for failure with that one.
Jeezy out.
I was going to say this was JGZ.
This was JGZ Jenkins Radio. In real life.
Yo, never. How can he try to imitate Angie? She's been doing this for years, and she had him on the show.
The
inspiration, I guess, you know, the flattery. They say anytime that you try to imitate whatever someone has to go to, you have to just take it on the chin, as that's a form of flattery, because people are not original. But this was Talk with Torch. Later, y'all.
Later.
I'm glad that we were able to. I know. He's like, no, we're about to end it. Why are you shaking your head? They can't see you.
No, I know we ended
it. We ended it, but this is a PS.
Listen.
It was you shaking your head like they can see that.
I was shaking my head. Shake's head.
POV. I gotta go.